Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech using a voice cloned from the author. Microsoft's 2025 Warp Trend Index says Taiwan leads the world in AI readiness. But my first reaction when I saw that number wasn't pride, it was confusion, because I work alongside AI agents every single day. Translation, scheduling, social media publishing, cover image generation, an entire automated pipeline that runs without needing a second person. And yet, when I look around, I struggle to find a second Taiwanese company doing the same thing. The numbers in the report are genuinely impressive. 58% of organizations say they have already used agents to fully automate workflows, compared to 46% globally. But there's a critical distinction here. Being familiar with something and actually using it are completely different things. Among the executives I know, quite a few treat ChatGPT as a glorified search engine. The ones who have actually embedded agents into their organizations as digital employees, those I can count on one hand. My own experience tells me that one person working with AI agents can produce what used to require 5 to 8 people. But that's not about how powerful the AI is. It's because I was willing to take my entire workflow apart from scratch and put it back together in a new way. Taiwan is exceptionally good at catching up quickly. It is not, however, good at redefining the terms. That impressive report card is just a ticket through the door. It still needs to be redeemed by real structural organizational change.